Welcome back to the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and Carl Safina are here. Carl Safina has just finished his second book called Eye of the Albatross, Visions of Hope and Survival. And as Bill asked the question, how do they get home? It almost sounds to me like that is both a specific question about how do they navigate and how do we all get home? How do we all get back to a state where we are better in balance? And it almost sounds like a philosophical question of how do we get home?
More than home, it's, how do we navigate?
Well, yeah, it's not a philosophical question. The bird is 7,000 miles from its nest on an ocean with no visible landmarks that is constantly shifting. Its nesting island is maybe half a mile long or 2 miles long, and it has to get back. And the shortest answer is no one knows exactly how they do that. The longer answer is they probably have sensory capabilities that we simply don't have. And the most interesting new possibility that has been proposed, and there are reasons in physics and in the biochemistry of the bird that make this plausible, is that the birds may be able to see visually the magnetic, the lines of the magnetic orientation of the planet. They may be able to see where north and south is by the alignment of some visual thing that they're perceiving about the polarity and the magnetism of the planet. So
they sort of see a grid overlay of
maybe.
It's likely not to be a grid. It's likely to be more like lines that stretch from the pole toward the equator, and the bird probably is able to orient to east and west based on its clock and what time the sun comes up or something like that. So it has some sense of its longitude that way, and it has some sense of when to go south and how to go south to get back to its nest,
which
or north
how-
to get to its feeding grounds based on visual clues. Now this is a hypothesis and it hasn't been tested, but it's quite plausible.
It's how any sailor would get home. It is, again, humbling that the birds might be able to simply see things we cannot see. I want to take that, though, in our closing moments. That really is the big philosophical question. How do we navigate to get through to these visions of hope and survival? How do we do that?
By acting on our hopeful impulses and not feeling like things are too much trouble and too difficult and too hopeless and that we're too small to make a difference.
Because we're not.
Well, because people make all the differences and people shape the world, and they either are going to shape it in positive ways or negative ways.
I think that you have just said all that I could possibly hope for you to say. I guess that gets us all to go off and get busy, doesn't it?
Just like every day.
So if it's a hard day at the office for a petrel who goes out under that wave, that perhaps we need not be daunted by the big challenges and just go to work?
I don't know. I don't know what else life is about if it's not about trying to stay undaunted.
Well, with that, we thank you, Carl Safina. Please write another lyrical book. The ones that you've written so far are awesome, and we thank you for the hard work and the bravery that went into making that happen.
Thank you for saying that. That's very nice.
It was Carl Safina who said to us some time back, we must always stay hopeful because otherwise we'd be hopeless. And then where would we get the energy we need to solve our problems? We thank Carl for enduring in the hope that the earth and the sea's creatures have a chance to prevail. And we thank him for his friendship, too. The title of his book is Eye of the Albatross, Visions of Hope and Survival. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.